بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين وقال تعالى ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب وقال تعالى لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله Most respected honorable ulama and kiram, Hufaz of the Quran, brothers and friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed each one of us in this world, this temporary life. Our destination is Akhirat. That is where we all are heading. And our objective and our goal should be the ultimate pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانُ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ The greatest achievement that any person can get is the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in this place, in this dunya, this transitory phase and life that we find ourselves in, we are in a testing ground. This is the examination hall. Lot of things are happening around us, lot of things are happening to us and to people around us. But if the objective is the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then nothing can bog us down to see that's the end of it, throw in the towel and say, well, whatever happens must happen. Every person will be ambitious of attaining and gaining that goal. And that is the happiness and the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this life, every person is going through different tests. Some person is being tested with a lack of wealth. It's poverty. And some people are being tested with excess wealth. That's also a test. How does a person fare with that bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Some would be tested with health and some would be tested with sickness. But every person's gaze and nazar is on the person next to him. That if a person who is sick, he's wishing, I wish I was in his skin. Look at how healthy he is. He enjoys good health. And the person who is poor, he wishes that he was living in that palatial home. And I wish I was driving that luxurious car. And I wish I could have had that business with such turnaround. Every person is looking at the person next to him, in front of him. And this is life and man, how we continue our day and life, wishing something else. But the gauge of happiness, the gauge of success, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that who's that fortunate person? Is he the person who is very healthy and very wealthy and very mighty? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man asbaha minkum. That person who wakes up in the morning possessing three qualities that are priceless, yet he doesn't even need a cent to possess them. Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi, عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ That person who possesses these three. The first one that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlights, آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ That person who wakes up in the morning, who's safe and secure. That person who's got contentment and peace of heart. Contentment of heart. If a person has that, that's the first quality. مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ And that person who enjoys good health in his physical health. Mu'afan fi jasadihi. عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ The third is that he has got enough to live for the day, to pay and to meet the expenses of the day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as if the dunya is at his feet. He's the person who, like he's the owner of the world, if he's enjoying these things. A man can be the richest. He can be driving the most expensive, exclusive, limited edition car in South Africa. But you don't know the trauma he's going through looking for the taweez to work for his son because he went on a holiday vacation with his friends, came back, he's addicted. He's selling the vase and he's selling the ornaments in the house. We close the account, we're closing all tabs, but he's selling the things of the house. He's got it all in this world. But that is not fortune for him. He's parishan. And the person who enjoys all the wealth of the world, but someone has been diagnosed with a terminal illness, he's also parishan. He's got all the wealth, but he can't use it. He can't travel, he's limited, with even the countries he would visit, because my son has to do dialysis thrice a week. So I need to make an arrangement with the hospital first, overseas, before we book the ticket. Then the day after the dialysis, there's no going around, there's no shopping, there's no sightseeing. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, who is that fortunate person who enjoys these three? He enjoys these three. Person can be the pop star of the world, or he can be a cricket star, or a sports star, or whatever star he is. But those pop stars are also popping in their mouth. They got it all. They've got the name, they've got the fame, millions of followers, they've got the amount of money they are earning, the contracts that they are signing, and whatever else they have to their name. But they don't have that sukoon-e qalb. They don't have that contentment of heart, that peace of mind. Why? Because the most priceless or valuable of things in this world are not seen with the eye, but they are felt with the heart. It's not the riches of the world that will make a person rich. It's a feeling of the heart. It's contentment of the heart. That's the richness of the heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَسْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ Richness is not owning this world. Richness is the richness of the heart. إِنَّ الْغَنِيَّ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ بِنَفْسِهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُ عَارِ الْمَنَاكِبِ حَافِي That person who's rich is the person who's rich in his heart. Although he may be not sufficiently clad according to us and our standards. He may not have the branded clothes that we wear, but he's got the most priceless commodity and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is contentment of heart. He may not have a very fast car, but he's got sufficient to reach from point A to point B, or the money to take him from point A to point B. In his heart, he's content. Nabi Sam says he's a rich man. He's sleeping without any pills. He doesn't need any wazifas. He's sleeping easy. Very easy for him. He can have even a cup of coffee, put his head on the pillow and he'll be knocked out. Yet the man who's got all the riches, he's scared, if I have that coffee late night, I won't be able to sleep. Then he has to take double dose to be able to sleep. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that these are the three qualities. Not that contentment of heart, that peace of mind, the possessor of this sukoon, this tama'neena that we are searching and looking for. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the owner of it. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين It's Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will place this contentment into the heart of the believers. Allah will place it. So the things we are hankering after or we're chasing for, not necessarily it will buy us what we are looking for. What we are looking for, that contentment of heart, the peace of soul and mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us.
How and where will we find it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a possessor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. In my remembrance, in my obedience, in the tilawat of the Quran, the Kalam-e-Pak, the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, taking the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the peace of mind. That's where you'll find solace. That is the tama'nina. Mulla Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi used to say, you see that person who's hungry, and he makes an announcement, I am hungry. He won't be able to quench his thirst, nor satiate his hunger. He's just saying, I am hungry. That bayan is not going to do anything. All he requires is go to the kitchen and prepare a meal for himself, or ask the wife to prepare a meal. So he has to have the necessary ingredients, or ask someone to give him what he's looking for, to satiate his hunger, to quench his thirst. Similar, a person who is looking for this sukoon-e-dil, Hazrat Mulana Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you can't say I'm looking for it. You have to have the necessary ingredients for it. The ingredients is the Kalam-e-Pak, is the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that ingredients, to put it together as a meal, we have the Awliya-e-Kiram. You go to the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they've got ready-made meals for us. And they will prepare for us. Read so much, make so much tilawat of the Quran, make the dhikr of Allah, balance it all out that we will enjoy the ride in this world. Then that becomes sukoon-e-dil. That becomes very easy then. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the first thing, man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi, who enjoys sukoon-e-dil, aminan fi sirbihi, that's the person who hizat lahu dunya, as if the dunya is at his feet. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu, a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at Tahajjud Salah, he is reciting Surah Baqarah. In his Salah, as he's performing, he's reciting Surah Baqarah, there was a light, there was a cloud that was approaching, and next to him was his, close by was his horse, and his child was lying down. And this cloud came, he says, as if it was dotted with lanterns, bright lights emitting from this cloud. And as it came closer, my horse started jumping. And I noticed it continued. I stopped little recitation. Then the horse even stopped. I continued, it continued. The horse started jumping. And then I just terminated. In the morning, I went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I had mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what had transpired the night before. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Usaid, you should have continued. Oh Usaid, why did you stop? Oh Usaid, you should have continued. If you continued, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would have seen the angels with the naked eyes. Those were angels that had come, sakina. Tilka sakina tu nazalat. That was the sakina that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was descending, was sending upon you for the tilawat of the Quran and Kalam-e-Pak you were reciting. Because of that. So sukoon was coming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq, that ability, that we recite the Qur'an-i Kareem daily inshaAllah. We make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. And this is the gauge. When I come into the masjid, then am I watching the clock to see what's the time, how many minutes left? Or is it that I'm in the house of Allah, I'm enjoying myself? Where do I really lose track of time? Is it when I'm reciting Quran that I lose track of time and I don't even know what's the time? Or is it when I'm watching some game, sports, or I'm busy playing some games that I lose track of time? Where is it that I'm losing track of time? If it's in the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then such a person will enjoy sukoon. He'll enjoy contentment of heart. This tama'nina that we are looking for, as in Mulla Yunus Patel rahmatullah Ali used to explain and say a very beautiful example. You see that a person who has a compass, that compass, when it is flat onto the ground or on a table and you leave it, then that needle is facing true north. True north that needle is facing. But the moment you pick it up, you move around, there is little bit movement in that compass, you'll see that needle restless, just moving around. But the moment you stand still again, then you will see true north, it'll face true north. Meaning that needle will be restless until you give it a chance to face true north. There mustn't be movement. And similar is insan, that this heart, as long as it is facing towards Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, this sukoon now. Now it's restful. But it'll be restless the moment some guna, some sin, violation against the sunnah of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that heart is restless. It just cannot manage. It just cannot take it. But the moment the person comes back on track, onto the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fulfilling the commands of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, that heart faces towards Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there's contentment in such a person's life. So man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi. Number two is mu'afan fi jasadihi. That person who enjoys good health. The second is mu'afan fi jasadihi. That's the second thing. Shaqiq Balkhi rahimahullah, there was a drought, there was famine. So he was walking around, wandering, looking for some means of survival. There's lack of grain, lack of food, looking for something he can take back home. So he looked around and he saw that there was one person jumping around for joy. So he's really baffled and he's amazed, cannot believe this person, that there is a drought, there is famine. Why is this man so happy? Yet the ground is dry, the grain is less. How can he be so happy? So he goes up to him and he says, "Excuse me, who are you? And what makes you so happy?" He says, "I'm a slave. What makes me so happy? My master owns one valley. That valley till now is lush, is green, is full of grain. Whatever we require for survival is there in that valley. I got no fear. When I go back home after doing the chores of my master, fulfilling his requirements and duties, when I go back, then he gives me my food, my plate, whatever is required. And I'm befikr. I got no worries." Shaqiq Balkhi rahimullah thought to himself, he goes back home and he thinks to himself, he says, "Oh Shaqiq, if the slave of insan can be so content, can be so, you know, he's got befikr, no worries about anything because his master got one valley of lush, of crops. Oh Shaqiq, you are the slave of Allah who owns this entire dunya. How can you be restless? He owns this entire world. What are you scared about? What are you worried about?" So that brought that lesson to Shaqiq Balkhi rahimahullah, that I need to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I need to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will serve me with ease. In Arabic, so beautifully said, "As-sihhatu tajun ala ru'usil as-sihha, la yarahu illa al-marda." That health is a crown. Health is a crown on the heads of those that are healthy. The only people that can see that crown are the sick people. The man who's got the crown, he doesn't see it as a crown. But the man who's sick, he understands that value of that health. And he wishes that I could have had your health. Listen, give me your health, I'll give you the money. Whatever it is. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi used to explain and give the incident. He says the person who was the king and he had the kingdom, he was the owner. But he couldn't pass urine. Eventually a doctor comes to him and he says, "Listen, we can sort everything out. It will cost you half your kingdom." He says, "Go for it. Half the kingdom is yours if I can pass urine after this." So he passed urine. He asked for his urine to be passed. He started passing urine and he gave half the kingdom. But now the urine is passing, but it's not stopping. So the doctor comes back. He says, "Okay, we've got another dawa, we can control it, and you know, we can control it, everything will stop. That'll cost you the other half of the kingdom." He says, "No problem, take the other half also." Hazrat Mufti Sahib used to explain and say, in one of his bayanat, he explained and he said, He says, if this is the worth of the kingdom, just to pass urine and to stop it. He says, are we not kings in this world? Are we not kings? That with such ease we can go and urine and we can pass stool and we can control it. This is all with the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is that second quality, mu'afan fi jasadihi. That person who enjoys good health. Then that's the second. He's a fortunate person. And the third, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, regarding the body, in hematology, the science of the liver, see that the liver for an adult male grows to between 1.3 kilos to 1.5 kilos. The small organ, the small, which is the second largest rather, it filters the blood, it's a storage of water, it's a storage of sugar between meals for insan. That when you have one meal, then that will keep your glucose in between the two meals to give you enough energy till the next meal. It'll give you enough. And it filters 1.4 liters of blood per minute. 1.4 liters of blood per minute. Yet without any charge, all of this is happening in our bodies. When last have we read two rakats of Shah Salah, Salatul Duha, the mid-morning, which is shukr to Allah for all the bounties we know and we don't. For the bounties we know and the bounties we don't. To thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person from Durban, not really by the means, he says they went for Umrah. After very, very, very long, many years, they've been for Umrah. He says his wife just came to the Kaaba Sharif. She could see the Kaaba Sharif and she was reduced to tears. But she started talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she says, oh my Allah, you've given me everything. And I cannot do justice in thanking you. You've given me everything. I don't know what to ask of any more than what you have given me. You've given me iman. I've got health. I'm at your door. I can speak to you. Ya Allah, you're listening to me. What more can I ask for? So the husband asks his wife, that what you thanking Allah for? I mean, we only live in a flat. We don't even own the flat. We pay in rental. I mean, we've got a job. The moment I'm retrenched, we don't have a job. How are we going to pay our, meet our expenses? She's saying, telling, explaining to the husband, Allah gave us iman. He loves us. He's given me iman because He loves me. My body is working. Walk through the corridors of the hospital and you'll see people who are paying hundreds of thousands of rands for things I haven't paid Allah as yet. One bypass, 400,000 already. 500,000. One valve, ask the people who've been for it. 500,000 rand for not the replacement of the heart, replacement for the valve only of the heart. Just for it to control the blood flow. That's all. 500,000 rand. Who have we paid? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only asking for our ita'ah. That we have to be obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the third, Nabi Sam says, عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. That Nabi Sam says, that person who's got enough food for the day, he's a fortunate man. The dunya is at his feet. One of our friends explaining, he says, during this COVID-19, they were doing hampers and they were delivering meals to the people in town. And he says, sometimes, even within curfew time, they would be distributing. But there was an agreement, they had some permit and they were doing it. He says, they came to town and they were giving out sandwiches. And the poor people were just waiting and they took and they went home. And then he says, as he's driving through town, thinking to himself, but town doesn't have so many cats. Why so many cats? So he realized that these cats don't have food. The next day he collected the bones. He put them into a container. He left it at a spot where there was most of the cats. He took a drive round the block to see how many cats were there, were in that area, so he could maybe increase the order if there was a need for. So he takes a drive round, he sees the cats are scattered again, all making meow, looking for food. In a distance, he sees someone hiding behind the bin. So he drives with the speed, he goes there, hey! Person starts running. He says, don't run, we've got food for you. He stopped, oh, food! They gave him food. He said, what you are doing? He says, no, I saw you put some bones for the cat. I said, even if I can survive on that, I'll praise the Almighty for that. He says, oh my Allah, I'm looking after your creation. I've given insan. Forgive me, I haven't looked after the creation and the animals also. Even that insan was eating the cat food. How much we've got to thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How much? And how can we be worried about our sustenance? Just one animal that and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blue whale. Blue whale approximately 30 meters in length. The baby is born at the size of a hippopotamus. The adult, the size of its tongue is the size of an elephant. The size and the weight of his heart is the size of a car. One adult, or rather one calf of this blue whale, has 600 liters of milk a day, grows at 90 kilograms per day. The adult, the mother and the father will eat approximately 3 tons of the smallest of creatures of the ocean, 3 tons of krill. Insan, you worried about 2 kilos of food? When Allah is sustaining that blue whale every day, 3 tons, how can we disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? How can we become despondent of the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? We lost our job, but there's so much we still enjoy. We've got iman. Even if we have the little bit of the day, alhamdulillah. So despite all the negativities and all the negatives that are happening around in society, let's really look into our lives and thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because so beautifully said, Ashukru qaydun lil mawjood wa saydun lil mafqood. Shukr is just to chain what you have. Meaning what you've got, you've secured it if you make shukr. And it is a means of attaining what you don't have. By thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll give us that which is even mafqood, we don't even have. I mean, we ask ourselves, Ashura passed. We didn't know what to put on the table because we have everything. Even a braai is no more a novelty. Every weekend is a braai. I mean, what's new can we put on our table? So how much we have to thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the innumerable favors He has blessed us with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability, that worry and concern that we need to have for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we live lives of shukr and obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.